Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. B. Page 114.
What's happening to the world's languages?
Well, most people don't know that a language dies every 14 days. When a language dies, no one can speak the language anymore. National Geographic helped found a project to save the world's most unique languages.
How many languages are dying?
Scientists think that over half of the languages spoken today may no longer exist in 2100. In Chile, for example, the Huilliche language may die soon. Only a small portion of people can speak the language, and most of the speakers are over 70 years old.
Why does a language disappear?
There are many reasons. Governments sometimes create federal policies that tell citizens to speak only one language. Also, people may forget a language if they don't speak it often.
What made you undertake the task of trying to save these languages?
Language is the key to understanding how speakers think and communicate. Our objective is to help people keep their cultures alive. From my perspective as a scientist, I think our work is very important.
What do you do to help groups regain dying languages?
We enable people to study their language by giving them recording devices. We make dictionaries, and we highlight how people can teach their language to others. In the future, we can grant access to the recording so people can learn the language and keep it alive.